This episode is brought to you by our patrons, our notorious noodlers, our awesome advantager givers, it's brought by you, those who support us through Patreon, and by this word from our sponsor. When you hate someone so much, you want to rip out their hair. Locks of Loathe. A simple call is all it takes, and an unlucky leprechaun will prance to your enemy's location and pull out their hair while creepily whispering your name. Jeremy. Locks of Loathe can't guarantee your satisfaction, but we can guarantee your enemy will know your name. That's Locks of Loathe. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 207.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, a clean comedy podcast that gives you seasoning packets of family-friendly clean comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. That was a lot of extra words. The seasoning packets must have gotten bigger.
They have. They're now industrial-strength ramen noodle packets.
And made only from grass-fed comedy.
And now available in California king size.
Wow.
Could you imagine
being the king of California all the time?
You get a bigger bed. It's not as wide as a king bed, but it's longer than a regular king bed. And that's what you get for being the king of California. You're like the Elvis of
nuts. And all you have to do to get approval from your subject is give them water. It's great.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or complain about the other 49 states. That works too, in place of water. Well, we're glad that you are back and listening to the podcast. We're glad to be back too. We do this live when we can, really. Sometimes we
whenever
only know,
we're not dead, we do this live.
Almost. But it is by your support. In that last episode of The Ramen Noodle, we said this could be the last episode if we don't raise enough support. But two new patrons, and we need a cool name for you. And once upon a time,
noodles,
for a podcast, we call them our heroes because that makes sense for once upon a time. But here, I was thinking, there's no word that starts with N that describes wonderful or marvelous. I was looking through the thesaurus, and I didn't find any for it.
You're probably right.
So the best thing I could think of is notorious.
Why does it have to start with an N?
Because noodles. But something that goes with noodles, I thought. Or noodlers.
Hero doesn't start with an O.
No, but we don't try to be as cute and quaint on our Once Upon a Time podcast.
The slogan, right? The tagline?
Yeah. And our slogan here is, this is the one where we're cute and cuddly.
I thought it was quaint.
Yeah, cute, quaint, and cuddly.
Oh, gosh.
So if you come up with a name for yourself, then let us know. It'd be nice if it somehow goes with noodlers, or it could be the rambunctious ramoners, or the I don't know.
So here's a problem. I'm really hungry, and so now we're talking about noodles is making me want, not actually ramen noodles, but because flavor packets, I want that super unhealthy macaroni and cheese.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you wanted the flavor packets, like just to eat a few of those, because we've got a lot of those at home.
Ramen noodles and mac and cheese actually have a lot in common.
Yeah. What?
They're both noodles. They both cook like noodles. Neither one is all that healthy when you buy it at the store in a box or a bag. And they have flavor packets, either cheese or flavor.
Okay.
Other flavor.
Yeah. In that sense, do they both have as much MSG?
Probably not.
Speaking of MSG, let's talk about the last week or so.
Oh, that was cheesy.
All right,
So it's been about a month since our last episode because we're still at the monthly level right now. Your kind contributions through Patreon will help bring the podcast back to a weekly basis, but we can't do that without your support. So one of the things that I've been looking forward to sharing is I recently broke a Chick-fil-A employee.
Broke as in hit with your car?
No.
Oh, good.
I broke him. Like, he was speechless.
He had secrets? And you got them out of him?
You've been to a Chick-fil-A before.
Oh, yes.
It's one of our favorite places to eat. And they've got a great drive-through as well sometimes. And one of the things that Chick-fil-A is known for is if you say thank you, what do they say back in return?
They say, my pleasure.
That's right. You can't get away from a Chick-fil-A employee without hearing my pleasure at some point.
Well, unless you're ungrateful and you never say thank you.
That's true, but they'll probably still say, my pleasure, as you are leaving. If you say, oh, you ruined my day, you sick chicken server freak.
Wow.
Say, my pleasure. But
that's a good response, really.
It's a fun thing to try to not say thank you, or to see if you can get them to not say my pleasure. And I succeeded.
Is it fun? How fun is that?
Well,
is it fun just for you or for everybody?
It was fun for me. And now it can be fun for everyone because here's what happened. Jenny and I went to Chick-fil-A this one time and there was an employee there who I know. And I decided I'm going to try that trick. I figured out. It's like the ideal way to break a Chick-fil-A employee. It's like some death code that you type into your PC that destroys any kind of PC, doesn't actually exist. But I think I figured it out for Chick-fil-A. When I was served our chicken sandwiches,
that'll be good.
I said, it was my pleasure to be served by you.
Whoa.
Yeah. You see the problem
it's
now.
It's like a scramble. It is like a scramble death code thing.
And the employee just looked at me like, no, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
But he just said thank you.
He didn't know what to say.
He should have said thank you.
I broke a Chick-fil-A employee. So if you want to break a Chick-fil-A employee too, then try that. Say, it was my pleasure to be served by you and see what they say.
If enough of you do it, they're gonna patch the employees and they'll no longer break when fed that code.
It'll be Chick-OS 2.0 or something.
Chick-OS.
Chick-fil-A OS.
Goodness, goodness, goodness.
Jeremy, do you have any random noodle up
Oh, it broke you too.
It's spreading. The virus is spreading. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Do you have any random noodle updates?
I do, but they had nothing to do with noodles.
That's fine.
I'm very fixated on the food aspect of everything right now.
Don't podcast when you're hungry.
Right. Well, but my stories are going to either make this better or worse because they both involve food. Food's just important. I recently went to California for my cousin's wedding, and I have more stories.
Did you meet the king of California?
I did not. Oh. I did, however, on the app called Swarm, formerly known as Foursquare. I did check into California, and I forget his name, but California has a mayor on the Swarm. So if you go to California, if you're in California, go ahead and check into the state and you can see who the Swarm mayor is.
You can do that?
You can do that.
Without papers?
Papers?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what's usually required for checking in from state to state.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's only Montana. And there's one person out there that's thinking, oh, that's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. See, we're a very niche comedy podcast. But anyway, I'm sorry. Please continue your story about California.
Oh, that's fine.
The land of fruits, nuts, and flakes. I grew up in California, by the way, so I can say that.
Yeah, like you do. Well, my trip took me all over the place. But because airports are crazy and airlines are a little crazy, it's very expensive to fly exactly where you want to go. So you often have to fly to a city that is near where you wanted to go, even though it may not be the nearest airport.
Or to an airport, and then you have to take a car to where you want to go.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so crazy. They won't just land or just let you jump out with a parachute and land at exactly the house that you wanted to arrive at.
Yeah, it stinks.
It does. That being said, I wasn't really headed for San Francisco, but that's where I spent the first day and a half. Well, I stayed in a hostel, which was my first time staying in a hostel, and I thought might produce some ramen noodle stories. It did not, however, result in all that much hilarity.
Well, a hostel. So when you say hostel, I think like old Western bar where there's a bar fight.
A bar fright.
Yeah, a bar fright every night. There's like a ghost that comes out and he scares everyone at the bar. Boo! But a bar fight breaks out because of the bar fright. Everyone gets bar fright. They start bar fights.
And I heard bar fright.
That's right.
It's your bar fright.
And they start barfing all over the place. That's what I thought a hostel is. That or something about a guy carrying a chainsaw.
No.
Okay.
It's actually spelled differently.
Ah.
And depending on where you're from, you might say hostel. Because I did hear that at one point. Well, I got hungry. Like you do. They served a dinner, as they do, at this particular hostel 3 nights a week, and it was vegetarian. So I ate that, and a little while later...
You ate the vegetarian?
Yep. I ate that vegetarian that they served for dinner. No. I ate the vegetarian-friendly dinner. Whoa, don't sing that. I decided I wanted dessert, and this is San Francisco. There was a 24-hour donut shop a block away, so I went there. Nice. And I got that donut that I wanted. And then I came back. I had already earlier in the day gone for a walk and bought locally roasted coffee beans. And I went back to the hostel. And at midnight, I was drinking coffee that I made myself and eating a donut in what they call the ballroom. And it had a disco ball going. There wasn't much going on in there. But I just found myself, I was like, so this is what San Francisco's like. It's midnight and I'm sitting under a disco ball eating a donut and drinking coffee. This is great.
That sounds totally Californian, actually.
I thought so. It was quite delightful. There are pictures to prove all these things. But here's the really dangerous part of being in that or other larger cities. The next day, I was in a hurry for lunch. Noticing a trend here. To be fair, I had accidentally slept in, apparently after drinking coffee at midnight, and missed breakfast.
And being in a different time zone.
Yes, being in a very different time zone.
Why do you gotta be so different, California?
Well, I mean, it's far away. It's pretty far away. And I was getting all my transportation options lined up, and I had a schedule and all this stuff. So Yelp was my best friend in all of this. This is how I found all my food. And I found a cafe that was actually right across the street from the donut shop. And so I walked down there and I started ordering a sandwich. It was in the case. It was kind of a coffee shop, but also just a cafe. And I hadn't seen the menu board for the sandwiches, but they were in the display case right next to the register. And I saw one on a croissant that looked good. It was like egg and bacon and cheese. And who doesn't like that?
My mouth is watering now.
So I ordered it. And he says, would you like tomato, avocado, and I forget what else. Maybe the bacon was an add-on. I was like, yeah, that's great. The total on the sandwich was over $15.
Whoa. You are in California, my friend.
And I had this moment, and I was like, I don't want to be that guy, that guy from Kentucky who I never heard of a sandwich that expensive before. So I just paid. Now, I will say, this sandwich was basically worth it.
Whoa.
There will be pictures.
I'm thinking of that scene from the Lego movie. That'll be $43 for your coffee, sir. Awesome!
If I'd ordered coffee, it probably would have been $43. And then I found myself wishing that I had bought some coffee beans because they had some good ones there, too. The thing is, they brought this sandwich. It was on a croissant. So impressive. And I was sitting by the window and the light hit it and it was like, no.
They pay for that sunlight to hit it just right. That's why the sandwich is so expensive.
But they brought me a napkin, which is good. They also brought me a knife and fork, and I'm looking at the sandwich and going, in San Francisco, do you eat sandwiches with a knife and fork? Is that what you do? So I tried to. It was a croissant, and there was bacon in it. I destroyed that sandwich trying to eat it with a knife and fork. Still worth it.
That's also part of the entertainment for them.
They're all gathered around watching me until I turn around and then they scatter.
Yeah. Just like cockroaches.
When we ran his credit card, we could see he was from Cincinnati. Let's watch him eat.
Bring in the Cincinnati special.
Give him a knife and fork. He's clearly from out of town. Let's just see what he does.
No one around here knows how to use a knife and fork.
So, but in the end, it worked out. I think the second half, I was like, this is not happening anymore. And I just ate it with my hands like an animal.
You know, when you say that, you ate it with your hands, that does just sound so animalistic.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I had to let a little bit of my residential state heritage. Not that I really want to slam Kentucky or Ohio, but, you know.
Were you wearing shoes?
I was wearing shoes.
Okay.
I'm currently wearing the same shoes.
Were you married to your cousin?
I was not married at all.
Okay. Then as long as you weren't married to your cousin, then you didn't carry too much of California with you.
Or Kentucky.
I mean, Kentucky. Yeah, I forgot. That. You. Yeah, I forgot how things worked there. And here, apparently.
No, my cousin got married, but I was not marrying my cousin.
Nice. I would love to go to California again, which actually I get to do. Again, Jenny will be going with me, and we will be driving by the house where I grew up.
Ooh.
It will probably be at night, so we won't get to see it very well. But
you can stop and look in the windows easier that way.
Yes. And climb up to the window that used to be my bedroom and point things out in the bedroom.
That person didn't live here then.
So that'll be actually before our next episode of the Ramen Noodle that Jenny and I will be traveling out there to San Diego and Las Vegas. We're going to Las Vegas for the National Association of Broadcasters, which is a really boring tech event for broadcasters, podcasters, that kind of thing. And then Social Media Marketing World, which also is one of those boring kind of business things. But it's a lot of fun for me. And Jenny is my executive assistant.
Ooh.
So she'll be going with me, helping me with my coverage of NAB show and also helping me during my presentation at Social Media Marketing World. And she'll get to see California, which she's never seen before.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll be, actually, the event does take place, I think, right near a beach. So she'll get to see the West Coast because she's seen the East Coast before. So it'll be fun.
Very cool.
Long airplane trip, though. And one of those things, we can't fly to where we want to go.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have some fun stories from that. But hey, I mentioned that we do the Ramen Noodle podcast monthly now because of our level of support. If you would like to see more episodes of the Ramen Noodle come out on a more regular basis, then please support us through Patreon. Go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Patreon link to support us. It could be as little as a dollar per month if that's what you think we're only worth, a dollar per month. Or if you think we're worth more than that, then please support us that way. Now, I would like to thank some of our notorious noodlers, some of our Knights of the Round Noodle or Knights of the Ramen Table. I don't know. Whatever we decide to call you, I want to thank some new people. We have two new patrons who saved this podcast. Double-handedly, they saved this podcast.
Double-handedly?
Yeah, because they both had to have a hand in it. Just one of them themselves wasn't enough.
I see.
Lisa Rutledge and Chris Colnane are our new notorious noodler knights of the whatever. And also we have our regular supporters, Emily Adamson, Peter Chapman, Aaron Huey, Scott. And Scott, by the way, please check your Patreon support settings. Scott, please check your Patreon support settings.
Wow, you're paging
aisle five.
A supporter in the middle of the podcast.
Matthew Hinman, C. Gibbons, yes, I do, and John Schaefer. All of them are our wonderful supporters, keeping this podcast going. We could not and would not do this podcast without you. So thank you very much for supporting the podcast. If you would like to support the Ramen Noodle and get the episodes coming even more frequently, and maybe we could even have a regularly scheduled live show instead of these thrown together at the last minute sort of things, kind of like ramen noodles are, then support the podcast through Patreon. That's at cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Patreon link. And thank you for the support. You're awesome. If you support us, you'll be even more awesome. By the way, a special bonus will be coming to our Patreon supporters, coming to them first and much earlier than it will be coming to anyone else. And that is, I now have a bald head. I'm not going to send you my bald head.
Oh, good, because, oh.
There is an option on Patreon to donate and not receive an award or reward. And Lisa and Chris, our new donors, have chosen that. So maybe that's telling me they don't want a lock of my hair. But we did record a video of the hair shaving experience, and it will be a fun video. We're still working on editing it together, but that will be available first to our patrons. And I'm not saying like just first as in 24 hours first. A month, at least, it will be available to our supporters through Patreon first. And then someday when we get around to it, depending on how busy I am and all of that other stuff, we might release it to the rest of the public. So if you want guaranteed early access to that video, support us through Patreon. It could be as little as a dollar per month, but we'd really appreciate it if it was more than that, because Patreon does take their own chunk of that.
Chunk.
And so you'd get access to that video to see my hair shaving session,
which was very long.
It was the hair and the session.
So
let's talk about that, because I am now totally unequivocally looking for the right sound bite to press. I'm bald.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is gonna be good, I can tell.
And still using the female voice.
So, to remind you, children, if you haven't heard the story before, some people are misunderstanding it. They're thinking, wait, you shaved your head because you ran out of shampoo?
There are other ways. It was actually because he ran out of shampoo and there weren't enough Patreon supporters to buy more.
Yeah, that's right. I am going bald. I've known it for a couple of years. Baldness runs in my family. And I decided that I want to go bald on my timeline, not wait for it to come embarrassingly with male pattern baldness or weird things like that. I'm saying if you have male pattern baldness, then you could rock it like a rock that has male pattern baldness.
Baldness?
Baldness.
He's just reading from a script, you guys.
Yeah, apparently the script writer died. But what?
What? Oh, yes.
But that's what my head looks like.
What'd you call me?
Like one cheek, that is. If you look at it at the right angle, that's kind of what it looks like.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just went there. I decided I'm going to go bald on my terms, on my conditions. But before I do, I've never let my hair grow out very long. So over the last couple of years, you've probably heard the stories before. My hair has been growing out very long. At its longest, it was
used in a live production of Rapunzel locally.
Yes. And there's me up there. Hey, how's it going? They have me fill in as a stunt girl, stunt guy, whatever. The stunt person for Rapunzel. Ramen, let down your hair.
Oh, gosh.
And here comes down this angel hair pasta. Oh, not that kind. Anyway, so it's been growing long for a while. You know that. There have been hilarious stories as a result of the long hair and all of that. Yes, yes. We've had lots of laughter and lots of fun at my expense. Now I am laughing at you. Well, I guess not. You're still probably going to be the one laughing at me. My head is now completely shaved. And I'm talking like Yul Brynner for the old people listening to this podcast, kind of shaved, or for the not so old people, Sir, who's the knight that got to fly around in a spaceship? Sir.
I get the Yul Brynner. I guess I'm old.
Picard? Who's Picard?
Wait.
Who plays Captain Picard?
Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Okay, Sir Patrick I'm not old. Stewart. Yay.
So for the mid old, the upper end, like the senior millennials, which is kind of what we are. We're senior millennials. Patrick Stewart. Okay, for you guys.
Senior millennials.
And for the younger people, thank Vin Diesel. Thank.
There were other classifications before millennials. There wasn't just old and then millennials.
Well, in my book, I guess they're. That's the way it works.
But I just consider myself transcendent, so I don't take one of those Pitbull, generation labels.
Vin Diesel, Bruce Willis. All right, for the younger generation, the younger millennials, think them. So I was thinking here I could be all cool and look cool with the bald head. I mean, I'm bald like they are.
Bald.
And we shaved it completely off. And we'll be donating the extra hair, the hair that we don't send to our awesome supporters through Patreon. We'll be donating the rest of it. Actually, not to Locks of Loathe or a similarly named company. But we learned of another place that does not charge for the wigs. So here's a serious note. If you or someone you know is a cancer patient or just suffering from some kind of hair loss, and I am being serious here, send them to get a wig from Pantene Beautiful Links. That's where I will actually be donating my hair, because what I've heard is that the other very popular company that many people donate hair to charges for the wigs, and it's apparently kind of pricey, but Pantene Beautiful Links does something different. Like they loan the wigs out for free or something like that. Hmm. So it's much more affordable for people.
Yeah.
And a much better option. So that's where I will be donating my hair to enable people who need my hair or my DNA to be able to get it. So that's Pantene Beautiful Links. I really need to find a link for them, and I can put that in the show notes for this at cleancomedypodcast.com/207. But that's what I'll be doing with the rest of the hair. And so we did cut it, put it in this nice little box, had a nice little ceremony for it, all of that. Since cutting the hair mm-hmm. off, it's been a very weird experience. My head is constantly cold now.
Oh.
Like, I don't know how my forehead got used to the cold air, but the rest of my head now always feels cold. It's like I'm wearing a shower cap with ice. My forehead is fine. The rest of it, no, it's cold constantly. So I wear hats more often now when I go outside. Not because I'm ashamed or I'm hiding my baldness or anything like that. It's because my head is cold. Mm-hmm. And someone told me recently that I should really wear SPF 90 in the summertime, because my head will be exposed to a lot of sun.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I don't want a sunburn. I've sunburned once on my head, and it was a very gross experience.
Ew.
Yeah. That was before I got married. You know, the dumb things I do as a single person. Sorry, Jeremy. But the responses I've been getting have been entertaining.
Responses from?
About my hair.
From people in the street?
Yeah, well, not people in the street, but just people who know me. Twice now, people have called me Lex Luthor.
Oh.
Someone the other day, we walked into this room and they saw me from a distance and could recognize me, which, wow, they've got good eyesight if they could recognize me now that I'm missing
hair. You still got your face.
Or maybe they recognized Jenny's beauty that walked in and they realized, oh, the guy next to her must be Daniel. Let's hope he's Daniel. So this one guy said, Lex Luthor, you came! But speaking of Jenny, we were at an event recently and we sat down in some chairs. And someone behind us talked to us later and they said, I was a little concerned because I saw Jenny cuddle up to some guy I didn't recognize. And then he realized, oh yeah, that's her husband. A very different husband.
A very different husband?
A very bald husband. When I look at myself in the mirror, it's quite often a shock. Because I forget that I have the baldness now, and it's completely gone. Like, even before we started the live show, someone came in here, just a troll, basically. Not a friendly troll like Dachshund, but a different troll. And they came in here and called me Egghead.
Egghead?
Well, you know, if I didn't have eyes and a mouth and a nose, basically like if I was faceless, my head is shaped almost exactly like an egg. And it looks very much like an egg. So I resemble that remark from them calling me Egghead. Other weird things are the feeling of no hair. Well, it's really nice. I have not missed hair falling in my face, falling in my food. I have not missed the procedure that it was to care for my long hair, showering is now much faster because I don't have to shampoo. I don't have to condition. I don't have to dry my hair. I get out of the shower and my head is dry. I mean, basically, my head is in a constant state of dryness, even while I'm in the shower, because the water, it's kind of like I've got Rain-X on my head. The water almost just rolls right off, like water Rain-X off of Daniel's head's back. Also, the process of cleaning my head, though, is a little strange. I'm still trying to figure out the best way to do that, because my head is basically Velcro now. So when I put a washcloth up on my head, the washcloth gets stuck up there. Someone recommended that I wear a beanie when I go out when I want to keep my head warm. But I don't think I'd want to do that, because although I was thinking, well, when I wear hats, it's very easy for me to take the hat off because I don't have hat hair anymore. But with a beanie, I would get beanie hair. And what? I mean hair made out of beanie, because beanie plus Velcro does not equal something nice. So I'd probably end up with all of this beanie left over on my head that would really make me look crazy or gross or something.
How many times have you shaved your head?
Once, since cutting the hair off completely. And I did channel my inner Vin Diesel when I shaved my head. And you growled and imagined carrying around a big knife.
Inner Vin Diesel is a thing?
Sure. Oh. It is now. And it's shaving my head even is a strange experience, because it means I have to, half of the time I'm shaving, I can't see what I'm doing. So here I have a deadly razor sharp instrument.
Deadly.
Held to my brain capacitor or brain.
Sorry?
Brain container.
Oh,
your brain container. Wrapped in skin. And I'm shaving the hair off in faith that I have the razor at the right angle and I won't suddenly slice my brains open.
And that it's not just a protrusion of your unusually large brain where it has to be outside your skull just a little bit.
Right. I'll just stick that part back in.
Oh.
And so far, I think this morning I did a pretty good job. It took me quite a long time. So I spend a lot of time now getting ready in the morning when I shave my head. I don't know if I'll keep it.
Was the growling real? Did you really do that?
In my mind, I did.
Oh.
Because the inner Vin Diesel wasn't coming out all that much. But in our video of my shaving my head, you might see me actually channeling my inner Vin Diesel and growling a little bit. And in this process, in the last month, or actually a couple months, Jenny has been extremely eager for me to shave my head.
Oh, really?
It seemed like almost every night she would ask me, are you out of shampoo yet? How close are you to being out of shampoo? Can we shave your head yet? I'm so ready to shave your head. And I love my wife dearly, and she loves me dearly. And in fact, my loving wife gave me a gift to open.
Yes, she did.
On the day of my baldness.
The day of your baldness.
It says on it, do not open until bald. And it's wrapped in, I can't tell if this is grocery bag.
It's decorative brown paper.
With a nice paper bow on the front. It says, well, first there's a card. And the card says on the outside, a very handsomely bald guy named Daniel.
Jenny is in the chat room right now, and she says it's manly paper.
That's true. Yeah. The only thing that's missing is some duct tape. But
that's to go on your head.
The card says, thank you.
Thank you.
I have not read this. I have not pre-screened this. So I have to read a little bit ahead just to make sure everything's safe. It says, dear Daniel Hart, thank you for finally getting your lovely locks cut off. Happy bald day, Jenny.
Bald day. Whoa.
It's a colon with an asterisk, which is...
She put a kiss in a card.
Kiss, yeah. So I turned sideways to make that kiss sound.
Oh, I get it now.
So if she's giving me a thank you card, thank you for finally getting your lovely locks cut off. I guess she was a lot more eager to see me shave my head than I realized.
Happy bald day.
Okay, so now I will open this. This is an unboxing podcast.
An unboxing?
Now. Yes.
crinkle, crinkle. Manly paper crinkle.
I have an idea. I think I know what this is. This paper is actually so cool that I'm trying not to rip it. I'm doing the mom thing, you know, at Christmas.
The mom thing?
Save the wrapping paper! Well, I guess that's the grandma thing, though. But. Oh, it's even addressed to me.
Oh, good job.
I recognize this box.
You do?
Yeah, because I recently ordered something from this company, and it was sent in this box. There is tissue paper, and there it is!
What is it? What is it?
My ugly shirt! See, every husband gets to have one ugly shirt and one pair of ugly shorts. And I have this ugly shirt. Some people might call it my Puritan shirt. There's a video of me online. If you go to theaudacitytopodcast.com/webcamlighting, you will see a video that I did where my hair is long. I have a full beard, not like just a goatee, not full like in very long, but it's all over my chin and my cheeks and
it's
stuff.
All over my chin.
And I'm wearing this shirt, and with the longer hair, the full beard and stuff, several people have said I look like a Puritan, and Jenny hates this shirt. I like it. It's a long sleeve shirt, thick, very warm. It's dark blue, and then it has this white colored collar, mm-hmm. which I like that style. I like wearing different things like that, where like I'll wear a dress shirt very commonly with a differently colored inner t-shirt, like not just white or black, but I'll wear like a blue or a yellow or a green or something mm-hmm. like that. So it's mm-hmm. it's kind of part of my style. So this is my ugly shirt. I often have a hard time finding this because it ends up in all kinds of weird places. Jenny moves it around, hiding it from me. I'll hang it up on a hanger. And then sometimes I'll just find it buried deep in the closet. I'll find it in another closet sometimes. I'll find it in the trash can sometimes. I'll find it in all kinds of weird places. I don't know how it gets there, but now it's mine again. I can wear my ugly shirt now that it's summer, and this shirt is going to be way too warm for wearing in summer.
Oh, that's right. It's long sleeved to boot.
Yeah, and it's very thick. This is the thickest shirt I have. It is very warm.
You could just wrap it around your head.
Yes, that is it. That is what I will do. I don't have to worry about messing up my hair anymore. Now if I wrap it around just
right. No, put
right,
it so that the collar is on your
come to
forehead.
The dark side.
Ew. I didn't mean for you to go evil.
Oh, yeah. So I have my ugly shirt back. This is also a barometer of marriage.
Is it?
Yes. It means that I married the right girl. She yeah. is totally willing to put up with all of the crap I have, including my ugly shirt. That's how you know you got the right one.
you judge that whole thing based on whether you have your ugly shirt or not.
Well, no, I'm just saying our marriage is in a very good place right now. It takes a lot of hard work to get to that place, but having my ugly shirt back is an indication that we are in a great place in our marriage.
Aw, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So thank you, Jenny. She's watching right now as we're recording live, and I really appreciate having my ugly shirt back.
I was trying to process how this ugly shirt being the barometer might cause some misunderstandings.
Now, in the chat room just now, Jenny's watching us, and she said, if the long hair comes back, the shirt becomes my hostage again. The long hair will not be coming back ever again. If anything, I might let the hair grow out to some kind of buzz cut length, like a low maintenance buzz cut length, maybe.
I think you should just only cut it on bald day every year.
Bald day.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't touch it between bald days.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to keep it razor cut short for maybe a month to see how I like it, how I like the process, how fast can I get at shaving my head without mm-hmm. too much blood, and see how it goes. You know, it's really weird. I have to moisturize my head.
Moisturize me.
Yes. Because it dries out more now. And when we cut it, it just revealed like all of this ugly dark side of the moon on the back of my head with all this dry skin. And, I guess the little Chinese family that was living there didn't take care of the place very well.
Oh my gosh.
To learn more about the little Chinese family, watch our video, which will be exclusive to our Patreon supporters.
There's more about it there. Don't expect an explanation. There's definitely more there though.
So it's gone and never coming back in its full length. And I'm glad to have it gone. So now I can sing songs like, since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time since you've been gone.
Oh gosh.
I'm blah, 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 blah.
So really, you can't sing that song.
I don't remember that song.
All your memories were in your hair.
That's right. Jenny has a theory that good ideas leak out of the hair.
Really?
And so she said that maybe now that I have no hair, all of my good ideas are stuck in my head.
Stuck in a way you can get them or you can't get them?
I don't know. I got to figure that out. Maybe that's a sign that the ideas aren't working themselves out the way they should. But speaking of ideas, we would love your ideas for things to do in the ramen noodle. Now, we did have that thing where we said we would turn it into a video podcast, and that, well, never happened because of multiple things inside our control, outside our control, and things controlling us. However,
now that those robotic overlords are gone, a lot fewer interruptions in that possible process.
We are still interested in doing some video here and there. And it might be something like we release it first to our patrons on Patreon and then release it to the public a month or so after that. I can't promise any particular frequency, but we have the equipment to do it. We have space now to do more things.
We have the technology.
Yeah, we have the meats.
Oh, gosh.
TM. Or maybe R with a circle around it. I love those Arby's commercials, by the way. I'm hungry for an Arby's sandwich now.
But, not a sponsor.
So send us your ideas of things. Now, please don't just watch Rhett and Link and tell us to do what Rhett and Link do.
Is that a thing that's been happening?
No.
Oh.
Not to our listeners.
But don't do it.
But it is something that I think of sometimes because I'll see Rhett and Link do something and I think, oh, I'd like to do that in our podcast sometime.
Well, and maybe one of them should copy us and shave their heads.
Yeah. I should really just wait a couple years before doing something like that. So send us your suggestions for things that you'd like to see us or hear us do in the podcast, because we might enjoy doing some of that. And you can send that to us via email to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, or all of our other contact information is on the website at cleancomedypodcast.com. Now, the best way that you can support the podcast is by telling someone else about it. It's a lot harder to grow a podcast when we are doing the episodes only monthly. We're not putting out as much content. There's not as much to share. Maybe this has given you an opportunity to go back and listen to the entire archive of episodes, including those first 9 episodes that I invested the most blood, sweat, and tears, sometimes literally, into those first so many episodes. And maybe this is your opportunity to listen to those. But here's the way that you can help us with the podcast. Get someone else listening. Don't simply tell someone else about the podcast. Get them to listen. Here's the way I suggest that you do that. You find someone with an iPhone, maybe on the street. You grab their iPhone out of their hands and you find the podcast app on their phone. Subscribe them to the ramen noodle. Give it back to them and say, I just subscribed you to the ramen noodle. You're welcome.
No, don't and then run away. That. Tie them up and play an episode for them. They can't close their ear holes.
That's true. And then subscribe them.
It's not like forcing someone to watch something. You don't have to tape any eyelids open or anything. They can close their eyes as tightly as they would like.
In fact, it might be better if you tape their eyes shut. I think that just, you know.
This is actually getting pretty scary. Don't do any of these things.
Or you can hire Locks of Loathe to help you with this. I hear they do freelancing on the side for this kind of thing. But it is the best way you can help the podcast to tell other people about it and get them to subscribe. Show them how to subscribe on their mobile devices, whether it be like an iPod Touch, an iPhone, an Android phone, anything like that. We have subscription options, including support for Android over at cleancomedypodcast.com. So that's the best place to go, and send people there so they can subscribe on their mobile devices as well. That's at cleancomedypodcast.com, and it's the best way to help the podcast. And you can also share this specific episode by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/207 and click on the sharing buttons to share it out on Twitter, on Facebook, on Reddit, on Google Plus, on whatever you want to over there. cleancomedypodcast.com/207. Please connect with us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And remember, next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Big thanks to our, whatever you want to call yourself. I think maybe you are our magnificent noodles. Yeah, there's an N in there. It's
magnificent.
But we could not do this podcast without you. So thank you. Please visit cleancomedypodcast.com to subscribe or become a patron. And thank you for your support.